The Run Home with Joel and Fletch. Tomorrow's car is in stock today. Tech driver Hyundai Tucson Turbo Diesel All-Wheel Drive.
It's a Wednesday. It's a Wednesday, a dramatic Wednesday. We'll get to that very, very shortly. The Run Home with Joel and Fletch, all thanks to Hyundai. The Hyundai Tucson Turbo Diesel is in stock now. I'll tell you something shortly that's not in stock now. Welcome our listeners through SEN 1170 AM in Sydney, SENQ 693 AM in Brisbane, those listening through SEN 1620 AM on the Gold Coast, and perhaps you're listening live on the SEN app, which you can do through the Apple CarPlay, by the way, or belatedly through the podcast. However you're listening, we say hello to you. This is The Run Home with Joel and Fletch. Coming up on today's show, yesterday was the calm before the storm. No guest Tuesday. But what about this? Today, back home after winning gold, another gold for this young lady, the women's rugby sevens, Charlotte Caslick will join us. SEN's Kirsty Stanway and Stephen Beaver Donald. They'll be talking all things per capita. Tom and Eddie from the Hello Sport podcast to preview their show tonight. Who's on tonight? Brian was on last week. Wacky Team Wednesday, which Brian will reveal. Quiz, thanks to IMR Insurance and Sportsbet, Shawnee Omron. He's got a big announcement to make a little bit later on as well. But Brian is here. Hello, Brian.
I'm going good. Did you even ask me that, did you?
No.
Hello, everyone. Hello, listeners. Yes. You haven't mentioned in the rundown what's happening at 3:45.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, the race that stops the station.
Yeah.
So Conrad today, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a betting preview with the coal miner, Shawnee Omrod. We're going to have a Lizzie Gels-like mounting yard assessment.
Barwick's best.
Barwick's best.
He's a fellow owner in Conrad.
Oh, right. He's there, is he?
He's there. He's out there.
Will he be honest in his appraisal?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so if he likes something else, he'll say.
There's been seven scratchings, though. That's so right. We're into favouritism.
Mate, as an owner, we love scratchings. Because that's just prize money central.
Fiona, the owner.
Correct, Mundo.
No, well, I'm getting quite excited. Well, it's still a heavy eight. So we haven't had any rain. Does it not drain Canterbury Racecourse? Because we haven't had any rain since Sunday.
What's Conrad's preferred surface?
Dry.
Yeah.
Soft at a pinch.
Yeah.
Heavy, ta-da.
But how many runners now?
Seven. It's got a bodgy fetlock.
Oh, the old bodgy fetlock. How was your night, Brian? What'd you get up to? You needed a big sleep. Did you get your sleep?
I got my sleep. It's HSC. Yeah. So Scarlett, my eldest, is doing a paper two of English last night. Yesterday. So all those parents out there with HSC students, they're going through the pain because their heads fall off.
Fletcher girls, block your ears. Most likely to be Prime Minister out of the Fletcher girls.
Oh. Yeah, probably the eldest.
Yeah, it's always the eldest.
May, the middle child. No, she's Chloe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Street Chloe? More Brian Chloe.
The little tea leaf licker. She's the one.
She hasn't found a ring, has she?
She's the one. No.
No.
She found a vape. Oh. So, yeah, it's pretty hard, these questions. I'm going to bring in the maths questions tomorrow.
Okay.
Because I've got maths Thursday, Friday.
Oh, tomorrow?
I'm not here. I'll put it on the Twitter.
Okay.
Or whatever it is.
Hit me.
The Instagram. It is unbelievable, these questions.
How are you, Mr. Brooks, captain of the show?
Yeah, good. Had a quiet night last night. But I've got a little conundrum. A delay grade, possibly.
Yeah.
That happened to me this morning. So, my front door is quite loud. It slams when I leave. And pretty much when I enter. And so the neighbour across the way organised a locksmith to come over to fix the gas in the door. The Andre gassies are just working anymore. So it's slamming. So I got it.
The Isaiah Tass, yeah.
Isaiah Tass in the door. Yeah. Nil by Tass. And so we got the locksmith over this morning, which was great. He was prompt and then came through the door. First thing, he was like, oh, can I use your toilet? I was like, yeah, no worries. And so he went to the toilet and then he fixed the door. My lock was a bit loose as well. He fixed that which was great.
So
his bells. So, yeah, he's left. I was doing some work, getting ready for the show, of course, and went to the toilet. There was a Rubik's Cube.
Hang on, what time were you getting ready for the show?
Oh, at least like 8:45.
That's late, isn't it, Brian?
Yeah. I turn today on, I get the Fox Sports News on, get a bit of a cross section of news, sport, weather, you know. And then, yeah, so back to the entry into the toilet. One of the biggest Rubik's Cubes I've ever seen on the sea.
Really?
And like it was
you're quite well groomed, so it's not yours.
Yeah. Definitely not. I was about to say
It wasn't mine.
Well, you're quite hairy.
It wasn't mine. This was.
Oh, he screams of being Captain Groom.
You reckon?
Yes, of course he does.
But it... Orlando Groom?
Yeah, Orlando. Orlando Groom.
This has been no grooming. It's if anything, Nelson. He's trying to trying to grow it. Like it is. It felt like
how
it was
long?
Planted.
How long?
I reckon if you stretched it out. Yeah. It probably was around the
like
12 centimeter like areas.
So a good inch.
There's a mad drop. There's a mad dropper here too, by the way.
Yeah, there's always one.
Yeah.
Around the toilets.
Are there straight?
So I was like,
are there straight Rubik's?
No, one's had a straight Rubik.
I just want to know.
No.
Is there Gibbo straight Rubik's?
Maybe
a rogue one. So. Maybe you might get a rogue one from time to time, but generally the percentile.
No, I know, but I'm saying for Asians, Asian men have got straight hair. Asian women have very straight hair.
Oh, okay.
Is the Rubik straight?
I don't know.
Because their beards are very straight.
Yeah.
David Lopez, for example.
Because if you trim it at a certain height, it might be straight. But yeah, my conundrum is, would you just like... brush it off. Like when you're done, you just go, oh, the Rubik's, you just tap it in, yep. Like a gimme putt sort of thing. Because you're not far from the.
Was it on the seat home, or on the actual pan? So he didn't even lift the seat up.
So yeah, the seat wasn't
lifted. It's double in trouble.
So yeah, delay grade.
Yeah,
I'm not calling. No, he did a great job on the lock, but unfortunately.
I tell you, I had to negotiate a public toilet today.
Oh, yeah.
Yours wasn't a public toilet.
Which one?
Of course.
I like this.
But. There was some spillage on the top, so someone's been too lazy to lift up the seat before they've attacked the number one.
Yeah.
So what I've done, and I haven't been doing this often, you just usually get the paper out and go, shh, away you go. I went to the tap and just splashed the seat and then went around with the said paper.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
You like that?
I do like that. But I've got a tip for you. When you use the public Brazos, use your foot to lift the seat up. Wash your hands, get a bit of paper and use on the door handle. Use the paper if you're a germaphobe.
Yes, I'm a germaphobe. Fair to say that. Now, 1300 011. You've got an A grader. I'm going a Z grader. So there's a young man in our presence, right? Who? What time did you start, Gibbo, last night?
Quarter to two, maybe.
Quarter to two. This is after doing our shift last night, so you could say that the day's almost merged into one. And then I get this text. I missed his call because I was putting some petrol in the car. This comes from Gibbo, right? So I've travelled an hour 40 from Cronulla to Curl Curl with a, what do they call them?
Metal detector
to find my wife's engagement ring, right? And I get this text at precisely 7:08 a.m. So this guy has just had a massive 24 hours. And you'd think at this stage he'd be just dying to get to sleep. He says, hey, mate, how's it going? He said, are you going okay and Curly? He said, do you want a coffee or a sausage roll or something? I'll bring it down to you.
Oh.
This is the Z grader.
That is a Z grader.
It's very Z.
Well done.
Yeah.
Oh, you would have done the same, Joel.
Yeah. Gibbo, outstanding, mate.
He's just thinking of other people.
Yeah.
That is a good trait to have.
Great trait to have. Well done. Greatly appreciate it.
I'll go from one Z grader to an A grader.
So I've got one too.
So Sugar's walked in here with his metal detector and he said, yeah, I didn't get it. Couldn't find anything. But I'm saying, yeah, sometimes it can be very faint. Where did you have your headphones on? And what headphones?
They didn't bring headphones.
Mate, that you need headphones to attach to it so you can actually hear the faintest of metal.
Yeah.
It's all noisy. There's birds and cockatoos and all sorts of stuff.
We didn't get the headphones.
You had to have got them. Well, the person at Bunnings doesn't... Are we sponsored by Bunnings?
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Are we? Yeah. Gone?
Gone.
Mate. So here's what happened. So it cost me $50. To get the
metal detector. You need to have it because it just need a faint. Yeah. It makes sense, right?
Well, that's probably why the battery was going so flat so quick.
Well, that and the fact that you didn't find the ring because it's just.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I might have to. I might be back there tomorrow. Anyway, so $50 has cost me from Bunnings, right, to get the metal detector. And you know how many people ask me? They said, "Oh, do you have your own one?" No, I don't have my own metal detector.
No,
I don't have my own metal detector. So anyway, I'm down there for about 3 hours, hour and 40, probably not 3 hours, that's exaggerating, 2 hours, a good 2 hours combing the grass. I hadn't missed a blade of grass, right? And because I was worried about the, and I'm also looking at photos we'd taken and measuring that up against the goalposts and the line to try and work out where we were, real detective sort of manner. And then worrying about the said metal detector dying. So I thought, okay, every time I hear a loud noise, I'm going to pop a bit of heaps of electrical tapes being left by the young footballers. So I'm cutting that up and I'm dropping electrical tape when I hear a big noise, just in case this thing dies. And I can go back and scour
Hansel,
around the metal.
Hansel and Gretel.
Hansel and Gretel.
Was it battery powered?
Yeah, well, I didn't have to do anything other than just turn it on. Battery powered.
So the battery's, right, okay.
Pretty much gone.
Do tell.
But so anyway, doing that for the best part of 2 hours, find duck egg. In fact, I didn't find duck egg. I found one thing. It cost me $50. I found a dollar coin.
Oh.
After 2 hours, I found. So I'm working at 50 cents an hour at this stage. Right?
If you had earphones, you would have. I reckon you would have found at least.
I reckon
$20.
I reckon that's where it might have gone a bit pear shaped.
Of course it is. You need your headphones.
Yeah.
Because you need to block out all the other noise.
Yes.
And concentrate just on the faintest of sound.
Hmm.
So you're back for day two again tomorrow then, Joel? Or?
Well, I'm going to go tonight if it's still open, Bunnings, and say, hey, what's Pepe Le Pewing? No headphones. And it was also empty on the battery. What's just give me another crack
when
at
When you
it.
Went to Bunnings, was the person you bought it off, was their head?
No, I didn't. Well, my daughter went and got it for me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Because usually if the head is on the, as you walk into Bunnings, they're the expert.
Right.
You know, timber, trade, garden,
yes.
Go to the Lighting. Expert. I reckon you didn't go to Barry the expert.
No, I think I missed
you've gone,
Barry.
I reckon you've gone to Richard.
Yeah.
Who's there after he lost his job.
He's come from the pay section.
No, he was in finance.
Yeah.
He's gone off the rails. He's broken up his marriage and he doesn't know what to do.
Yeah, well, if he's broken up his marriage, can he get the ring off the ex-missus and I'll try and use that. 1300 01 1170 to have your say. This is The Run Home with Joel Flesh. How are you, Zed Grader, by the way?
I'm good, thank you, Joel. But following on from Brooksy, I have pretty much the exact same situation minus the Rubik's Cube. A little bit of a conundrum. Not sure if the person is the A grade or in a delay grade. Or are we the delay grade? So we have a guy who comes to clean our place once every 3 months.
Yeah.
We chuck in like $30 each and he comes in and cleans. I went in for a shower yesterday. And so so the nozzle is facing down, or the shower head's facing down because he's cleaned the shower. I've gone to put up the shower head up for my shower yesterday and the whole thing's come apart.
No. He's broken.
So poor Brian, because I was the one who went in after him.
Yes.
It was now my word whether or not he had broken
That's
it.
That's right.
Or had I broken it, because I've tried to tighten it to get it to stay up, the shower head. It's all come apart. The whole thing's pissing out water everywhere. And then so we've had to then contact Brian's boss of the cleaning company and say, what's Pepe Le Pew in here?
Yeah, yeah.
The cleaning boss then goes back to Brian and says, oh, he doesn't know, he didn't see anything happen, yada, yada, yada. So now we're sort of in this weird little middle space with no shower. We are going to have to go to Bunnings to get a new one.
Mm.
But now we're in this half and half. And I was thinking about it today. The boys sort of want to say, oh, our mate's coming around who's a plumber. They're going to buy a new shower head and then we're going to make an invoice like, you know, a little bit more
just to whack him
sort of. And I was sort of thinking, oh, should we really be doing that? No. Or should we just get the shower head cost price? But then the boys are saying, no, we all think that he broke it and he's not owning up to it.
Okay.
Dear Jared, what do I do?
Dear Jared, what do you do? First of all, go to Bunnings.
Yep.
Get one. It'll cost you about $25 for a shower head.
Yep.
Maybe $30. Put it on yourself. It's not hard. You don't need a plumber.
Yeah, okay.
Let it go, but let
he's gone.
The cleaner's gone.
Well, there was also a few other things, like he didn't do his best job.
Oh,
he was watching TikToks on his phone. And we're not, Look, we're not like.
I thought he was part of this family.
No.
If you want to get him back.
No, we don't.
Nah, hammer him.
Brian's like that wedding ring, it's gone.
Yeah, well, it's like his sixth time, and progressively he's gotten worse.
Yeah, he's given up.
He's given up. Yeah. He's on his phone. He's using the microwave to microwave his food.
Yeah.
That's all good, mate, but we're paying you by the hour here. So I think he's gone, but I felt bad. I didn't want to sting him. But anyway, if he's listening to the show, which I'm sure he is,
Your advice going to be, by the way?
I thought they wanted to keep him sweet.
Oh, right.
And they liked him. So you were just going to go and just say, right, just take $20 off.
Yeah.
I'll get the plumber.
Yeah.
I thought you were keen on the cleaner. You wanted him back.
Nah, I think
we'll just hammer him then.
Anyway, that was the conundrum. So there's been a few domestic issues going on.
Oh, hang on here. Hi, gents. And this is the race that stops the station coming up in not long. In about 20 minutes, we'll go to the mounting yard with Russ Barwick. Hi, gents. My boss is co-owner of Conrad. He's looking forward to meeting Bear's Head one day. Let's just say not all accounts are boring.
Accountants.
Let's get it on, says Tiger Vickers.
Yeah, I'm in, Tiger Vickers. We had an accountant yesterday who said he wasn't boring.
Either. No, that's right. In the meantime, 1300 01 1170.
What do we got here? Battery powered, question mark, Fletch. He didn't have a Jenny and an extension lead run across Curly Park, hey? Uh-huh, Shorty. What I meant, Shorty, is was it a cordless? Or was it battery powered?
And I didn't say Curly Park either, in case people are trying to get out there with their own ones.
Oh. I meant, was it the standard batteries, like your double D?
Yeah.
Or your D?
I don't know what it was.
Not a cordless. Sorry, Shorty.
Beeping away at me. And it was
How is Yamba, by the way, Shorty? Surf pumping today?
Let us know, short man. 1300 01 1170. The man who doesn't live in East Pennant Hills but lives in West Pennant Hills. Kirk's on the line. G'day, Kirk.
Joel, how you going? All right?
Mate, I've had better days, but at the end of the day, it's a material thing, mate, isn't it? It's only a little one percenter. What's happening in your world?
You're missing the point, Joel. You've gone to far too much effort over a ring.
Mm.
My fiance back 20 years ago lost her engagement ring at the beach.
Right.
She rang me in tears, and then one of the guys went off and he said, oh, I've got a metal detector at home. I'll help you find it. And anyway, couldn't find it. And it's been a treasure ever since. It's like, you know, you get the brownie points, Joel. It's like, babe, I'm sorry I'm late, but I never lost my engagement ring. You're not playing it to your favour.
Well, Kirk, you know, the thing is, I don't yet know the insurance scenario, so I'm a little bit nervous as to how we're positioned in this situation. You know what they're like with these rings? We've been married nearly 20 years. Over time, you start to add things to it, and you've just... I don't know where we're placed, but anyway, give us strength, Kirk.
There's a lot of leverage in there for you, mate. Just don't go looking for the ring. You've gone too hard.
No, I agree with that. There's heaps of Luke Beveridge. 1300 01 1170 is the way to have your say. This is the Run Home with Joel and Fletch. Call of the week, by the way. Who's the market leader, by the way, boys? We've got the TaylorMade Golf.
We've had so many.
We had about 13 callers yesterday.
Yeah.
Someone was a cracker.
You didn't mind the ducks. The chickens. The black chickens.
Oh, yes, that's right. That's what I was talking about. Is it true?
Was that Rusty from Redbank?
Good memory.
Cahona? And the doctor.
Oh, Cahona.
Salvatore. Isn't
he from Cahona, on the border Luke of Victoria, from Cahona.
Victoria.
We'll dig it out.
Yeah.
We'll dig it out.
We had Alan Katzman.
Yeah. We learned something yesterday, didn't we, about the fact that a black chook produces brown eggs.
Correct. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's why we cracked them open.
Yeah. Apparently they're the better ones, you're saying. This week's winner will win a limited edition golf pack worth $600. It includes two MG3 wedges. If you're not a caller, no problem. 0457-736-736, the text line. Or better still, you can tweet us Instagram and TikTok at Joel Fletch SEN. You've dropped the latest TikTok, have you, Brooks? We're not prolific in the TikTok space.
We'll start it on the Instagram. It involves your metal detector
and
Fletch's body, let's just put it that way.
At Joel Fletch SEN. We're breaking back with more.
Albert.